The new chief of San Francisco's Muni Municipal Railway System, Jeffrey Tumlin, has a big task ahead of him.
He takes over as head of a system that's had equipment failures, slow buses, and allegations that managers have been mistreating female employees. He takes over officially on December 16th and has had experience reforming the Oakland Department of Transportation. We are going to talk to the man himself. Jeffrey Tumlin joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What is your first priority when you take over?
My first priority is listening carefully to my staff. We have some of the best talent in the industry, and I need to hear from them what their ideas are so that I can clear a path for them.
What is your thinking regarding the user experience, the rider experience? What would you like to see done differently?
Well, I've been a daily user of San Francisco's transportation every day since 1991. So I am interested in actually putting our passengers and people first. Our operators are in service to the people of San Francisco, and I am in service to our operators.
You've been quoted as saying the operator shortage leading to delays in bus service will not be resolved until 2021. Why that date? Why so long?
So we are struggling with hiring for a couple of reasons. One reason is bureaucratic. Our new HR director is on that, and I have full confidence in her. The other is that while we're rapidly increasing operator pay, the price of housing in the Bay Area is far outpacing our ability to pay our workforce. We have a housing crisis in the region, and that's affecting our ability to bring workers in.
Yesterday's stabbing on BART, the fatal stabbing, was a reminder of the occasional dangers of public transit. Of course, that's outside your purview, BART. But what will you be doing to protect riders on the Muni system?
One of the reasons why I'm so excited to work for Mayor Breed is she is interested in solving some of the underlying problems. We don't need more police force to solve this problem. We need mental health care services in San Francisco. Our buses are the place of last resort for people who have nowhere else to go. I want to make sure that we're collaborating with other city agencies in order to make sure that mental health care is not left untreated on our streets and on our buses.
You know, you were talking about the high cost of housing that every industry is feeling, you know, across the board, but you're increasing pay. I mean, eventually, if there's not something done about the housing, you can't catch up.
That's right. That's my greatest fear, and I think the fear that people throughout all government agencies and our restaurant owners have as well. We need to be able to build more housing in order to house our workforce. San Francisco and San Mateo counties have been adding 2,000 jobs every single month since 2011 and only 400 housing units in those months. We've got some catching up to do in order to support our workforce.
And quickly, before we let you go, how are you feeling about the fiscal future for Muni?
So San Francisco is fortunate that we're a fairly wealthy city and the voters have been very generous. We still suffer from some structural deficit concerns that I want to make sure we prioritize in addressing in this year.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. Jeffrey Tumlin is the new chief of Muni.